Beginning in 2013, a mysterious individual would perpetuate one of the longest-running and honestly most bizarre schemes in modern history, posing as more than a dozen male and female executives in the entertainment industry. This individual would convince dozens of stuntmen, actors, makeup artists, and other film and TV professionals to travel out of country, primarily to Indonesia, where these men and women would be set to begin work on a fictitious project. This was a scheme that required a great deal of foresight and planning, in addition to coming up with fake scripts for projects, learning about the intricate personal lives of the executives being masqueraded as, learning the ins and outs of Hollywood itself, and figuring out how to convincingly pull off dozens of voices. This unusual schemer seemed to be duping several people at the same time, no matter what time of day it was. It was a seemingly non-stop scheme that required an insane amount of diligence and planning for what seemed like seemingly little payoff. Victims of this fraud were forced to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars for drivers and security once they arrived in Jakarta, as well as other fees and permits, and would then be abandoned thousands of miles from home. In 2018 and 2019, outlets would begin reporting that this scheme wasn't just targeting Hollywood professionals anymore, but was branching out into other social media influencers, photographers, and others with decent-sized followings. It was also reported, during the same time span, that this mysterious caller seemed to have sexually propositioned several men over the phone, luring them into phone sex, showing that this scheme was not entirely incentivized by financial reward. Nonetheless, it was believed that this scheme had netted anywhere between $1.5 and $2 million over just a few years. When I covered this story back in April of this year, 2020, the case was still very much alive in the press, but it was unknown how close authorities were to capturing the ringleader of this weird scheme. The FBI and other private security firms had been investigating the matter for some time, and seemed to be narrowing in on a group of accomplices in Jakarta, but this would change over the past couple of months. First came the release of a standalone podcast called Chameleon, which I promoted on this podcast feed, and then a breakthrough report from Vanity Fair, one of the publications that had been tracking this case from the very beginning. Now, it appears like authorities have the con queen of Hollywood in custody. As reported by Vanity Fair, Hargobind Punjabi Tahil Rahmani, who often went by the nickname Gobind, was born on October 31st, 1979, to his parents, who were immigrants from Pakistan and Hong Kong. A native to Jakarta, Indonesia, Gobind most recently lived in the United Kingdom, under the alias Gavin Ambani, and had become a bit of an influencer on social media, a fitness guru who loved to promote healthy living, both physically and mentally, to his thousands of Instagram followers. In reality, though, Gobind was a longtime criminal who had spent time in and out of Indonesian prisons throughout his adulthood for a number of frauds, including embezzlement. Having been educated in America, Gobind was an experienced speaker who perpetrated a bomb scare on the US Embassy in Jakarta while incarcerated, using a contraband cell phone and a number of different accents, American, Iranian, and Russian, in an effort to convince officials that the threat was legitimate. Later, when speaking to reporters about this incident, which earned him additional jail time, he reportedly laughed and said, "It was only a joke." After his release from prison, Gobind would end up perpetuating a number of frauds and deceptive schemes, oftentimes operating under the nickname Harvey, one of his many aliases, but one that he would return to with regularity. This would eventually lead to him beginning the Hollywood scheme, which he carried on until just recently, with him continuing to ensnare victims and convincing them to send him money as recently as November of 2020. Now, the world is learning that Hargobind Tahil Rahmani was taken into British custody on November 26th, Operating under the name Gobind Tahil, the impersonator was found near downtown Manchester and was taken into custody after a morning raid. Nicolette Katsianis, an investigator with K2 Intelligence, a private firm hired by Hollywood executives, has been investigating the case for several years and wrote about this arrest. 2 years ago, we identified our subject and began building a meticulous case against one individual. Now, we have reached one incredible outcome: justice for the victims. It's not known what the next step is in this story, but it's likely that Hargobind Tahil Rahmani will be charged with carrying on this widespread fraud over several years. It's not known if he will be charged in British court or in American, because it seems like his victims varied. But this story is far from finished. We still don't know how many total victims were affected, and details about the culprit are continuing to emerge by the hour, but this is the second unresolved story this week that seems to have reached some sort of resolution.